Greetings in Jesus' name on this 8th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 40s outside. It's going to be a pretty day today, a beautiful spring-like day with temperatures all the way around 60 degrees. I hope that you're enjoying your weather and what the Lord is doing in your respective places of the country, wherever you may be listening to this broadcast today. Many of our listeners let us know that they are listening from different parts of the country, and we are grateful for that. We appreciate you listening to what the Word of God has to say during these times that we have together. Our services last night were blessed of God. We had a full house on a Wednesday night, which was very encouraging to me. Seemed like everybody was there that's normally there. On Sunday mornings, even, we had a full house, and I was able to continue our series through the book of Acts and chapter number 13. The Lord blessed in a great way. The saints of God were edified and encouraged. Our prayer meeting was very well attended, as we have a $1 million prayer club on Wednesday night where we meet and pray for monies to be able to go forward for Christ. I don't know if you've ever built anything lately, but to build things are very, very expensive. And we meet for that, and it was a full prayer meeting, and we appreciate what the Lord is continuing to do. If you have a copy of the scriptures today, look with me in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 12 and verse number 21. The Bible says, "And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain." Samuel was speaking unto the people, and they were contemplating their great and tragic decision that they made in wanting a king. They wanted to be like the other nations, and they desired a king like the other nations. And the Lord was their king, and they knew that the Lord was their king, but yet they wanted to be like the other nations. So Samuel said unto the people, "Fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Even though you've made this tragic decision and chose a man over me, don't turn aside from following me. Serve the Lord with all your heart." I don't know if you've ever had a decision like that in life where you have made a bad decision, but yet you said, "What am I going to do now?" Well, here the Lord is teaching us that we must continue to serve Him. And he said further, "Don't turn aside to vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain." And fear the Lord, he wanted his people to. And then he goes on to mention several other truths, but one of the ones that I'm wanting us to see today is found here in verse number 23. "Moreover, as for me," he's talking to the children of Israel, Samuel is, and saying, "This is what you've chose to do. You've chose to disobey. You've chose to ask for a king instead of following me. You've chose to do these things." But he said, "Here's what I'm going to choose to do. As for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." He said, "You can go your own way and do your own thing, but God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way." What we must understand as believers today, that there is a sin involved in not praying for others. Samuel realized that, and it's one of the Bible definitions for sin that we discover when studying the Word of God, that when we cease to pray for one another, we are literally sinning. We are missing the mark. We are breaking our fellowship with the Lord. And I marvel at this every year when I read this passage of Scripture and meditate upon this passage of Scripture about the importance of praying one for another. I wonder today if our churches are practicing this. Every time I teach Bible class, I ask for prayer requests, and I say, We must pray one for another. And most of the time, 90-something percent of the time, nobody remembers it, which is a good indication that we're not praying one for another. I wonder how our churches are doing in this area of praying one for another. I wonder how the believers are doing in praying one for another. Samuel realized it would be a great sin if he did not pray for the people of God. And we must realize the same. May the Lord teach us this grand and glorious truth in our lives, and may we apply it, and may we practice it by praying one for another. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.